And now, live from the middle of Robin Hood country, here's Paul B. Edwards with a minor sapling and Tony Hearn with a major oak. It's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And this is the Zipheads Rampage.
Well, I'm the type of guy that takes lives of guns just the one day at a time. I never protest, you know, I just do my best to try to keep myself in line. But every so often, my fears get shot by the things that I can see. I try to remember not to lose my temper, but it gets the best of me. It's hardly surprising, cause the anger won't be subdued. Panic disruption, a volcanic corruption of unstoppable magnitude. Patience is the virtue, but patience can hurt you if you keep it all locked inside. The rage is preventing, but there's no preventing the anger from venting. I'm going on a rampage tonight. It's a rampage.
You're listening to Destroy the Evidence underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was the Zipheads, all the way from Snorbans, Tony, St. Albans, Punkabilly there. And they, as we have discussed in previous weeks, they have used a quote of mine, or they haven't themselves, rather, their publicity guru, Simon Not As. And thanks very much. It's a great album. The album's called Z2 Rampage, as in Zipheads 2, the second album, basically. Rampage, and that was the title track, Rampage. And oh, it's brilliant, isn't it?
A big fan of the Zipheads.
It's a really, really, really good album. And you know what, Tone? They still do the odd free gig.
Hmm.
They played the Red Lion in Stevenage the other week.
Okay.
Which was, I think, a sort of album launch party. But they played it with two bands we played on the show before. They played it with Brocker, who we played before, that I believe you liked a lot. It's kind of quite fast, catchy ska punk, as I remember.
Sounds
and
about
the Kramers, right, who got back together to be on the bill. So that was fantastic. Yeah, so there you go. What is the Zipheads website?
Thezipheads.net?
Nah, it's that weird one, Tony. It's another one of those weird, like the Fall one was weird last week. It's ZZZ, or if you're stupid, ZZZ. .zipheads.com ZZZ.zipheads.com. I don't know how you do this.
Right.
And you clearly don't either.
It's a subdomain. We have spoken about
it. It's the subdomains again, isn't it? Of course it is, Tony. Yeah. It's the subdomains. Yeah, so anyway, probably be internet one, Tony nil, and we will be playing yet another track from the Zipheads probably before Christmas, I would think. Now then, Tony, I have some additional material for you, and these are I don't understand what they're singing emails are starting to gather pace.
Oh, excellent.
So if you do have a joke or poem, please do email paulieb@punkyradio.com, title your email Comedy Suburbs if it's a joke, and Poetry Corner if it's a poem. But don't worry about it, because if you just misheard lyrics, that seems to be what's going on right now. And we've heard from Leo McCallan, Tony.
Okay, cool.
And I'm just going to read that. This is under the title Lyrics I've Always Misunderstood.
Right.
Which isn't exactly I don't know what they're singing or whatever, but they also didn't really matter, does it? Because let's face it, if you can't hear what they're singing, how are you supposed to remember what to title the thing?
Yep.
So anyway, here it goes. Now, I will be interrupting this email at least once, possibly twice.
Okay.
Paul, Tony, he says. Hi. After years of listening to one of the finest podcasts on the planet, I've open brackets, sadly close brackets, never contributed a twat, a poem, or a joke. However, the topic of misunderstanding lyrics immediately brought several songs to mind. Give a listen to Rivers Cuomo from Weezer as he sings the refrain from Hashpipe. He mumbles through, "You've got your problems." I'm going to let you take over now, Tony. Right? He mumbles through, "You've got your problems.
You got your eye swipe. You got your hash pipe.
Now, he did send us a sample as well so we could hear it, but I'd much prefer hearing you. So thanks. Alright, so anyway, but it's important there. So he said, give a listen to Rivers Cuomo from Weezer as he sings a refrain from Hashpipe. He mumbles through, "You've got your problems, I've got my eyes wide," so that it sounds like "you've got your problems, I've got my ass wiped." But Tony, you'd got it wrong well, hadn't you?
I've always sung "I swipe."
I've got my eye swipe.
Yeah.
And he'd got an ass wiped, and it's actually eyes wide.
Yeah, that makes much more sense.
It's like a double "I don't know what they're singing." It's unbelievable. And he finishes by saying, "Keep up the great work, guys. Cheers." Cheers indeed, Leo Mechanic, because what you've done there is prove my point. Completely. That loads of us get the words wrong to things all the time. I was laughing today. I was having to listen to Gem FM. I don't know whether you've heard Gem, Tony.
No.
It's only got about 8 songs on a loop. And there's one of them that I have to block them out. But there was one today that they started playing that I just was laughing to myself because I was mishearing lyrics on purpose.
Oh, right, okay.
And having a lot of fun with it. But I can't remember what it was. I might remember by the end of the show. There's a song that you've always sung the wrong lyrics to or heard the wrong lyrics to, basically, email paulieb@punkyray.com. Title your email, "I don't know what they're singing," or words to that effect.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, now, what's happening next? Let me see here. So we're going to play another song now, Tony. And how about this, Tone? We're going to play a track now by a band you may or may not have heard of called The Wedding Present. I can't believe what bands we seem to be allowed to play these days, Tony. We played Gay Bikers on Acid recently. Last week we played The Fall. And this week, The Wedding Present, who have got a new album out. And this is a track off their new album. And we would have been sent, "Hey guys, do you want to play anything by The Wedding Present?" Yes, I do, because I remember 2 songs by The Wedding Present, particularly, Tony, who, by the way, John Peel was a huge fan of The Wedding Present.
Okay.
Do you remember much about them?
No.
"Lost Your Love of Life," "Too Much Apple Pie." That was Kennedy, wasn't it? That was one of their big ones. And a song there that my mate Malk used to sing all the time, which was "Don't Give Me That." Like, they sing Northern. They are Northern. They're great. I think you're going to like this song a lot. The new album is very interesting and very varied. I will say no more. If you are a Wedding Present fan, you are going to love it. If you are not a Wedding Present fan, you're going to find a lot of things you like on it, but some things on it you may find a little curious.
Okay.
But Tony, what I want to know is, what is The Wedding Present's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/ The Wedding Present Official.
You dancer!
Is it?
Absolutely bang on. Facebook.com/ The Wedding Present Official. I did not think you would get that. It's Paulie B and Internet One, Tony One. And this is a track from the new album. This is Secretary.
"I only ever seem to get through to your secretary. I only ever seem to get through to your secretary. I haven't heard from you and I'm really getting worried. I only ever seem to get through to your secretary. I only ever seem to get through to your secretary. I know I don't really wanna leave a message. No, I don't really wanna leave a message.
Tired of all this going back and forth. I don't wanna hear it anymore. Just let me know when
through to your secretary. And I'm beginning to think you're doing this on purpose. And I'm beginning to think you're doing this on purpose.
Tired of all this going back and forth. I don't wanna hear it anymore. Just let me know when your mind's made up.
You're listening to Desoro's Underneath Us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was The Wedding Present and a track called Secretary. And I have to tell you right now that my current house guest, Nick, has just walked in and he's trying to be very quiet and he's going to fail. So in a second, we might have to say hello to Nick, all right?
Okay.
All right. So have you got any Facebook comments for us?
I do.
That means it must be time for...
Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la. Facebook, la, 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 la.
I'll never tire of that tone.
No.
Frankie Boyle.
Frankie Boyle.
And now it's time to say hello to Nick, a new feature that hopefully won't happen very often. Hi, Nick.
Hi, Nick.
Hello. How are you?
Yeah, all right. So how's the film?
Great. Nocturnal Animals, fantastic.
Perhaps you could do a movie review of it in the second half of this show.
Yeah, maybe.
Brilliant. We'll talk to Nick later on then.
Okay.
Thanks. Yeah, we don't want to talk to him now because we're busy with Facebook.
Yeah.
Yes, and yes, I will have a cup of tea, Nick.
All right.
Try not to make too much noise. I'm recording. Does this sound camp?
No, not at all.
Does it sound at all like me and Nick might actually go to bed with each other Morecambe and Wise style in pyjamas with Willy Winky hats on?
Well, maybe a little bit, but we wouldn't be judging.
Well, yeah, but we do.
Oh, yeah, we do. But...
yeah, right. Look, he's just going to make a load of noise in and out. Look, don't you just crack on, all right?
Oh, I'll crack on. Thanks for your Facebook comments. If you're on Facebook, please do pop along to our page and leave a comment. Go to facebook.com/punkyradio. Do like the page. Do get in touch. You know, one comment this week. Clearly, America has had Thanksgiving and whatever. With one.
Oh, that's a point, isn't it? Yeah, we always get a bit of a lull from the septics during Thanksgiving.
Yeah, yeah. So, what only one comment from Jen Glenn Chrisen. Is it Jen? Is it Glenn? Who knows?
I just don't know, Tone.
We don't know. They keep it ambiguous.
Yeah.
They post a picture, but just simply say Happy Thanksgiving, P&T. Yeah, thanks, Jen. Thanks, Glenn. Thanks, Jen. Glenn.
Yeah, thank you both for reminding us that it is Thanksgiving, because we have discussed Thanksgiving at length. I've said in the past it's completely the wrong way around, because it should be us giving thanks for getting rid of the idiots.
Exactly.
Although saying that 75% of our audience are the idiots, I take it back. You're lovely people, and Thanksgiving is a fantastic tradition, and I do hope you enjoyed your turkey.
Yeah, and thanks a lot for Black Friday. That really helped.
Well, I pay no attention to Black Friday, Tony.
Nope.
So it doesn't matter. Every day's a black day in my life.
Right. Fair enough. That's the only comment I've had.
So that concludes...
Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la. Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la.
I'll never tire of that.
No.
He's now got the kettle on, by the way. It's my fault. I did ask for a cup of tea, but can you hear it?
Nope.
Very good. Anyway, a cup of tea is being made live on Punky Radio. Oh. It's groundbreaking stuff. Let's play two songs in a row, shall we?
Okay.
All right. Now, I can't believe what's happening recently, Tony. Not only are we getting to play all these fantastic bands I never thought we'd get the chance to, but it would seem that there is a glut of all of our favourite bands either bringing out records or reissuing records right now. And first up, none other than Pussycat and the Dirty Johnsons, Tony.
Lovely.
Who have now done, I don't know whether they've signed to or have just done an album deal, but there is a reissue of their last album that's out now on Dirty Water Records, Tony.
Okay.
We're bringing fans and bands across the lands together as usual and setting up labels with bands the same way we think we did with Wonky Unit and various other outfits.
Certainly.
But anyway, point is that Pussycat and the Dirty Johnsons and Dirty Water Records are a perfect fit, not only because they've both got dirty in the title.
Mmm.
However, we have played quite a lot from their last album that has been reissued, that's out now, and I don't have the name of it to hand. Is it just called Dirty Rock and Roll?
I can't remember.
It might be. I've been very silly there. I should have the... I can tell you that Pussycat and the Dirty Johnsons are all the way from Amazing Stoke, Tony.
Ah, okay.
And they've got Filthy Ants back on drums, which I, for one, am very pleased about. And hello to all the band.
Hello.
I did find a track that's really good that we haven't played off the album, though, so we've done quite well here, because we did play quite a few of it, I think.
Hmm, yeah, we have.
The one before it was called Exercise Your Demons. I think it was just called Dirty Rock and Roll. Oh, I'm a bad person. Anyway, what is Pussycat and the Dirty Johnsons' website?
Ooh, pussycatanddirtyjohnsons.co.uk.
It's thedirtyjohnsons.com, and Johnsons is J-O-H-N-S-O-N-S, thedirtyjohnsons.com. Stay tuned for Emnibus, but right now, this is Pussycat and the Dirty Johnsons and She Don't.
Dogging.
Time I struggle to find an in between to try and make you happy. It just ain't what it used to be. Alcohol has become a medicine of mine to take away the bitter memory of your smile. Please, won't you take me home? I'm sorry, you're
take me home.
I'm sorry, so sorry.
Please won't you take me home.
I'm sorry, so sorry.
Please won't you take me home.
I'm sorry, so sorry.
Please won't you take me home. Please won't you take me home.
I'm sorry, oh so sorry.
You've left me all alone.
I'm sorry, oh so sorry.
And I'm sick of wasting all these days apart. And I am trying to figure out how to let you go.
You're listening to Mullet Monster Mafia underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Emnibus. I don't think we played them before. And a track called Home, which is... Now, I'm saying it's their new single, but I'm not sure whether the new single has got two tracks on it, the other one of which is like one of those old-fashioned double A-sides.
Right.
Whether this is just the latest one. But they sent me two tracks, and I thought I'd play this one for Punky. They are, of course, Pop Punk from Surrey.
Right.
Which I think is the natural home of pop punk, Tony.
Yeah.
As it goes. And when I went on their website, which is... I went on their Bandcamp page, which is...
Emnibus.bandcamp.com?
It is. It's fairly straightforward. There's not a lot of Emnibuses about. Yeah. Emnibis.bandcamp.com. Home was on there and described as a single.
Okay.
So I'm now confused. Right, but I think that is their latest single. I think we've accidentally just played their latest single. You know, I like to play some obscure B-side from 100 years ago and all that. I think that's their latest single. And again, I'm a bit ashamed that I don't have more accurate information. But thank you, Emnibus, for getting in touch. And I'm sorry it took us so long to play it, because it took me 3 or 4 weeks to get that on the show, because they got in touch just when we were doing specials and all that.
We've been busy.
We have been busy.
Hmm.
However, I've not been that busy over the last week, Tony. I haven't got a lot to say other than last Saturday, 5:30, in a rare fit of glory, Nottingham Forest won 5-2 away from home.
I saw that in the results. Blimey.
Yeah, it was fantastic. We had 5 shots, mate. We scored them all.
Oh, brilliant.
Quite incredible. Quite incredible. And we got Newcastle United this Friday, so I expect us to thump them as well.
Okay.
Because they're already running away with it at the top of the league. What could possibly go wrong? Did you do anything last week? Because I didn't really.
I had the longest session I've had in the dentist chair for quite a while.
Oh,
blimey. I went to the dentist twice a couple of weeks ago, but last week I just went the once. But I was in there for 2:40.
Good God, Tom.
Yeah. What did I have? I had the upper retainer fitted at the top. And they scanned all my teeth to make me a retainer, and they just kept fucking it up and redoing it. So it wasn't really painful time, but it was just a long time sat still with a pain in the ass.
But got sorted.
Yes. So just one. So 2 weeks' time should be no more braces.
Nice for you.
That'd be great for Christmas.
You see, the thing is, yeah, because all most people want for Christmas is their two front teeth. What you've wanted for years is getting your teeth sorted out and straightened and all that.
Mm.
And what I'd actually like for Christmas is some of my teeth back. I'm also not very impressed that Nick's walked in. He's kept his coat on, you see, because he's cold. And the reason he's cold is that he's left a draft run from reception room 1 all the way to the kitchen right by me.
Oh, dear.
Absolutely shocking. Absolutely shocking. I might have to put the rent up.
I've also been looking for a bass player.
Have you now?
I think I mentioned it.
Is that on purpose?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I think I mentioned last week. I can't remember.
That's a bass player to join you and Carl, yeah?
Yeah, so me and Carl, we need a bass player. The guy that we were trying to get in the band just is too flaky. Not flaky, but he's just not really up for a band at the moment. So he didn't want to continue with it. So we've had to put some adverts out. So I kind of advertised the Gumtree and who joined my band.
That would seem a sensible way to find someone to join your band, wouldn't it?
It would be. And I've had quite a few people coming back. I had one guy who was in a band from Hucknall who was all set to come, but he emailed me to let me down a couple of days ago, so I had to find somebody else. So currently, as we stand, I've got a guy called Sam coming on Wednesday and he seems up for it. So hopefully, as of tomorrow night, as we record, hopefully I'll get a bass player.
Fingers crossed, Tony.
Yeah, it would be good. He seems up for it. He's listened to some of the old stuff, and he's not scared him off. So,
blimey.
Yeah, as long as he fits in, I'll be happy.
It doesn't sound like he's setting the bar very high.
Exactly.
Right then, shall we do one from the vaults?
Okay.
All right, so if you've been listening to Punky over the last few weeks, we did play a lot of tracks. I think we played eight tracks from a new Cherry Red compilation that's out. It's called Action Time Vision, which I believe has 111 punk and post-punk tracks from 1976 to 1979. Action Time Vision, Tony, is the title of a punk song by Alternative TV.
Okay.
I'm trying to give you a bit more trivia each week, basically.
Right, okay.
And I can also tell you the CD is available for £24.95.
That's good.
Which is actually cheaper than I thought it was.
Yeah.
Because I thought it was going to be about 35, 40 quid. So you get 111 songs for that, and you won't have heard of probably 90 of them. It's really good. It's really good. And this week's no exception, a band called Puncture Tony. Okay. Who were only around for a short time and hailed from the Islington area in North London.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, because they were only around for a short amount of time in the late 70s, guess what?
What's that?
They haven't got a website.
Ah.
However, Action Time Vision, the CD, has its own dedicated Facebook page where you can find out all about it, and it's really worth going to. So we won't do this as a point.
Okay.
Right, this is just information. So what do you think is the Facebook page for Action Time Vision, the CD?
Facebook.com/Action Time Vision Compilation.
No, Facebook.com/Action Time Vision Punk.
Nah.
But I'm not taking the point, Tony. It would be too unfair. It would be unjust.
Ooh.
So it remains Tony 3, Paulie the Internet 1, and this is funny as well. Oh, by the way, another piece of trivia here. This song was later covered by The Exploited, believe it or not.
Oh, okay.
And when you hear this song, you'll be surprised that The Exploited covered it, in my opinion. Anyway, this is Mucky Pup. Listen to the Dustaphonics underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Puncture and I'm a Mucky Pup. I laughed when I was listening to that. That's the thing. There was a lot of humour in punk, wasn't there, Tony? Yes, there was.
There certainly was.
There certainly was. In the original punk, that is. I mean, I think punk's continued to have humour in it, to be fair.
Definitely some. There's some over-serious ones out there, but, yeah.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, that was our in-depth...
That's punk done.
At punk rock. Sometimes it's a bit funny, sometimes it's not.
Yeah.
Punk. A new book. Right, have you got any gigs for us?
I do.
That means it must be time for...
Tony's International Gig Guide.
Yes, two gigs this week. If you do have a gig for me, do email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I want to know who's playing, where are they playing, how much is it to watch them play. Do let me know. It is international, so it doesn't have to be in the UK. It doesn't have to be your band. If it wants to be your band, it can be. You just email me. Two gigs this week. Mike Pash has been in touch.
Hello, Iron Mike.
Iron Mike, a regular. He says, hi Tony. Saturday the 3rd of December sees the inaugural Pillow Fest at the Crawford Arms in Wolverton, Milton Keynes.
I'll take the Crawford Arms.
Ah.
That's funny, every time he mentions a bar, I've got something about it. Yeah, I played the Crawford Arms many years ago.
There you go.
Yeah.
It's an all-day festival. Starts at 1 p.m. Bands playing include Padding Needed, The Young and Restless, Spring Park, 2 Days Too Late, Goliath Theory, Ventusler, False Idol, Saving Sebastian, Standing Luke Statues, and of course the blistering Tea Time set from Crash Induction. Tickets are £5 in advance from the CrawfordArms.com. £7 on the door. So if you're getting early, it's 50p a band. Easy walking distance from Wolverton Rail Station.
That money, isn't
it? Yeah.
That's good. That's good.
And the venue has the Punky Radio Seal of Approval. I do go and check it out.
It absolutely does, yeah. It's a great, great place.
And also, John's been in touch from Beach Boys.
Hello, John.
And clearly, the Beach Boys are gigging again, so it's going to be quite a few, which I'll read when as and when they come out. But this week on the 2nd, that'll be Friday, Rose and Crown in Baldock. Baldock.
Baldock.
Baldock. Never get that right. It's free. It's a record launch party, apparently.
Yes, and we'll have more information about said record in a couple of weeks' time.
Oh, brilliant. Okay, cool. Yeah, so I've got...
It's a very unusual release, Tony.
Oh, is it?
That the Bleach Boys were not expecting.
Oh.
From an Italian record label that had somehow dug up a load of Bleach Boys stuff the Bleach Boys had forgotten they'd done. Yeah, I know.
Nice.
From the very, very, very old days.
There you go, so that's the 2nd. We've got a few over the next couple of weeks, but I'll save them for when they're coming up.
Yeah, well, I'll be mentioning one of them in my occasional feature, Paulie B Picks a Gig in the World, yeah.
Okay.
In a week or two, so there might be one that you'll be able to leave out.
Would that be around about mid-December?
It would exactly be around about then, yeah, but I can maybe include it with his one.
Okay, cool.
All right.
Yeah, that's it for gigs.
So that concludes...
Tony's International Gig Guide.
Ooh. Right then. Now, I'm going to play two songs in a row now, Tony.
All right.
Stay tuned for The Stashes, who are a band. We have played one track by The Stashes before, and it was very well received, and they've got a new album out, so we'll be talking about them shortly. But first up, a band we've never played before, largely because they're brand new, Tony.
Ooh.
I think they only formed this year. Brand new Belfast pop, but it's more pop punk, Tony. We're going pop punk crazy. They might also just describe themselves as alt rock, but we're going with pop punk for this one. A band called Hello Casanova, Tony.
Okay.
Which I'm sure is something that ladies have greeted you with repeatedly down the years.
Of course
indeed. And with that kind of high pitched wail, you're practically catnip for the ladies. What is Hello Casanova's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/HelloCasanova.
No, Facebook.com/HelloCasanova. In that it's Hello Casanova with an extra A. So it could be Hello Casanov AA, if you like.
Casanov A?
Yeah, I imagine someone had already called themselves Hello Casanova, thinking that they were some real cool dude.
Right.
It wasn't you, was it?
No.
No. And then they said, oh no, we need our page. So they added an A on. So it's Hello Casanova.
Right.
So it's Paulie B Internet 2, Tony 3, I'd say. Stay tuned for The Stashes, but first up, this is Hello Casanova, and I'll Be Waiting.
Fool. adventure together. It's more than I deserve, but I'll always adventure with you.
Night of the Brown Hole.
Listen to Rich Morton sound underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was The Stashes, Tony, in a track called Fury from their latest album. They are Geneva garage synth pop punk rock madness.
Right.
That's right. And what's their Bandcamp page?
Thestashes.bandcamp.com?
It is. And I'm just going to spell The Stashes for you because it's obviously an abbreviation of the mustaches. So it's T-H-E, the... S-T-A-C-H-E-S, thestashes.bandcamp.com. Tony 4, Paul B. and Zed 2. And with only two tracks left, Tony, I'm not feeling confident about winning this week.
No.
Anyway, we will be playing more from The Stashes in future weeks when I have more information about them at my disposal. Thanks very much for sending that through. So this week, Tony, you've got your hopeful band practice with new bass player.
Yep. That's roughly it.
Well, this weekend I've got my gigs, Tony. So I'm in Hitchin on Friday with Ro Campbell, all the way from Australia, and Matt Price, all the way from Cornwall.
Okay.
Which is a more difficult journey. And then on Saturday we're all going to Oslo. So it's the same show two nights running for a while, which we haven't done recently. If you'd like to find out more about the show in Hitchin, go to lastminutecomedy.com. If you'd like to find out more about the show in Oslo, go to oslocomedyclubs.wordpress.com, although there is also a link on lastminutecomedy.com.
There you go.
The show in Hitchin on Fridays at Woodside Hall has been running for, blimey, for nearly 24 years.
Wow.
I've been doing that gig longer than I haven't.
Yes.
And the Oslo show I've never celebrated a birthday for Oslo, as it's got. I say not the town for the gig, but the Oslo show is actually just over 4 years old itself now.
Is it really?
Quite incredible, yeah.
Wow.
Quite incredible. And both doing well. So if you do get a chance, come down, do. They're excellent shows. And Nick, who we'll be talking to in the next section, has recently played both of them.
There you go.
However, before all that, you might remember that a week or two ago, we went to see Wonk Unit. And while we were watching Wonk Unit, or rather, was it before or after? Yeah, before we saw Wonk Unit. Was it before or after?
Before, yeah.
Before, yeah, because that's right, because I'm not drunk. I did. I had a chat with Alex, the lead singer, Daddy Wonk, but I didn't know what to call him then. So what we're going to do is we're just going to play the interview. It's only like four and a half minutes. Interview that I did with him. He's a really interesting bloke, and he's not like other guys, is he, Tony?
He's not like other guys.
And then we'll go straight into a Wonk Unit song, and then we'll back announce it so you know what song it was, because yes. I kind of messed up recording in the end of the interview.
Yes.
A bit.
Just by one word.
Just by one word. Well, yeah, it was quite an important word. Anyway, this is me having a chat with Alex, the mighty cougar Wonk. Paulie B, Punky Radio, now joined by... Now, am I calling you Alex or the mighty cougar or Brendan or Progen, what's happening here?
Alex Wonk, but...
Alex
but
Wonk.
Now, more nowadays, Daddy Wonk.
Oh, Daddy Wonk?
Yeah, well, I am...
Is that because you got babies in the band now?
It is because I am daddy to those... Yeah, I babysit those.
So does that mean this has become more of a vehicle that it's like it's your band now, or are they?
No, it's definitely this is the most this lot. You know, we are Wonk. I mean, those creatures in my band, you know, are pure Wonkers. I mean, they're that bunch of freaks. They're all so different, and they make up Wonk Unit. You know, we're a special blend of arsehole.
And this is a settled lineup now.
Yeah, this is this is
because you've had a lot of changes.
Yeah,
you,
this so. Lineup now has currently been going for about 2.5 years, right. 3 years. Like, so this is the longest, you know, stable lineup we've ever had.
Right,
Paulie.
And what's happened with it so far? So you got a new album out.
New album out. Yeah. So,
but is this the second album with this band, or is
no? This is the same. So this lineup is the Nervous Racehorse lineup, which came out in March 2014.
Right,
we haven't stopped since March 2014. And yeah, so Mr. Splashy came out September 2016, same lineup. We've gone back, so Mr. Splashy's kind of like, if I was to explain the album, it's more like a punk rock muffy record. So we've gone back to the more experimental sort of thing, but rather than it being all acoustic with a few electric tracks, this is basically an electric punked up muffy record.
It is, I would describe it as eclectic.
Eclectic.
I don't like people using the word. When you ask them what their favourite, what sort of music, they say, oh, well, I'm very eclectic. But actually, every song's different on this one, isn't it? It's all Wonk, but it's all over the place.
Yeah, I mean, you know, to me, you know, call me a wanker, but for me, the Wonk Unit albums always remind me of like a Fisher-Price Child's Activity Centre. You have a mirror, you have a rattle, you have a little thing you spin, and that was, to me, I don't know why, but I always imagine my albums as a Fisher-Price Activity Centre, and every song, and they're like, you know, they're a little journey, you know, you listen to the album, it takes you down, it takes you up, makes you sad, makes you angry.
So is that an old-fashioned way of doing things, though? Because on a CD, the problem you have with a CD now is that people tend to lump the good songs at the start to stop you flicking, because once you start flick, then you go on.
But
I do get the impression with you that you balance it out like an old-fashioned vinyl album. That it's a journey on the way through.
Yeah, I mean, we actually take a long time recording our albums. Mr. Splashy, we was recording for 18 months.
Wow, right.
18 months, and we do it very slowly. We don't rush it, and it happens very organically. So the songs begin as me putting it all down on an acoustic guitar to a click. You know, I write the songs will work acoustically, then we build them up, and we go out to record an album. We go about, we record about 25-30 songs, and then the ones that are working, you know, we add and build up, and the ones we work, you know, they're the ones that end up. So the albums are, I think we have a very high standard. There's no real they're all bangers, you know, they're all bangers. And you know, so I'm able to choose, you know, a select 12-13 songs that will
Ones that don't work, do you demo them? Do you have versions of them.
The ones that don't work end up coming out as B-sides or right. or free band camp albums, yeah. like the Little Lord album. Yeah, and you know,
but what's the Bandcamp page? We might as well do that now. So people can just, find stuff on there now, can they?
Yeah, but what is it? Wonk Unit?
Well, Bandcamp? I don't know.
I don't know. Well, you know, just search Wonk Unit Bandcamp. And,
right.
And we've got all our albums there. The Little Lord EP, which was the outtakes from the Nervous Racehorse album. That's right. A free download anyway. But you can get all our back catalogue on digital from Bandcamp.
Yes. And you seem to be touring constantly.
We haven't stopped since yeah. March 2014.
But I do get the feeling just by responses on Facebook and stuff from when we first met 10 years ago to now, you do seem to have, you've built a nice following. They seem, you seem to have a lot of wonkers around now.
Yeah, our family is brilliant. We have a very diverse family. You know, we're a friendly bunch. We're all embracing. We welcome people in, and yeah, so both sides of the Atlantic, and we're building our family in America now and in mainland Europe. But in England, yeah, we've got a really strong grassroots following because you know. Since we met you, Paul, 10 years ago.
That's right.
In the
yeah,
MySpace
yeah, you
days.
Just started, yeah. didn't you? Yeah.
We, our first ever recording we did, which was a three-track,
I think yeah, it was, wasn't it?
Yeah, which ended up being on Flying a Japanese Flag. And, you know, Punky Radio found it on MySpace, started playing it, and stopped since then. So that's 10 years ago.
And I'm now going to do something unusual, which is normally I want the latest thing you've done, but we're kind of working our way through Mr. Smash as it goes.
Yeah.
And we had a little chat before we started doing this about one particular song that you thought of straight away, and I went, oh, well, it makes me cry. But is it all right if we play that one?
Yeah, we're going to go OG Wonk Unit. We're going to take you back to the MySpace days, and we're going to play...
I woke up to the fact that you fucked me around all those years ago. Miss fucking student jeweler, walk all over this young buck in love. Would have done anything, everything's wonderful, even your diseases. Waltz in order, humiliation, a turnpike lane. You know what I mean, power trips, I win control. What was I, your wanking boy? Out of reach, you like to taste me.
You're listening to the Robbie Allen Band underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Wonk Unit and a track called Kathy, which was one of the first tracks I think we ever played on Punky Radio.
It was very early.
It was very early on. And a song that I said to Alex, actually, that I don't play it that much now because it's weird, isn't it, for a song that fast with swear words in it, but it brings a tear to my eye, Tone.
It's a beautiful song.
As I fondly remember times past.
Mmm.
Yeah.
10 years.
Yeah. Yeah, no, blimey, that's terrifying, isn't it? What's Wonk Unit's website?
Wonkunit.com.
It is as simple as that. WANKUNIT.com. And that makes it Tony 5, Paulie B and Internet 2.
Okay.
I've been done this week, you thrashed me.
Fair enough.
Yeah, but anyway, Wonk Unit are brilliant. Follow them around.
They really are.
They are superb. Yeah. Have you got a twat?
I do.
That's rocking good news.
It is good. Thank you for twat nominations. If you do have a twat to nominate, do email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I want to know the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason. It is that simple. Thanks to everyone who's been in touch over the past 3 or 4 weeks. I've got a twat for next week as well. So if you do have a couple more twats, and I am sorted through to Christmas. So if you do have a twat, do email me as soon as possible. Bring it on. Thank you very much.
Bring it.
Yeah. So I think, as previously mentioned, Sussex Saint emailed me with two twats. So I've got the second twat of the two.
When two twats go to war.
Yeah.
That's how I always sang it.
Yes. So twat two. In August, my son was knocked off his bicycle near Vauxhall Tube Station by some London cabbie. It was a rainy night and the cabbie apparently ran a red light. That rhymed. My son ended up with a badly damaged shoulder which needed immediate surgery, and he is now in mumps of physio to get back full movement. At first, the driver admitted liability, but ever since his insurance company got involved, he is now denied liability. So my son now needs a medical assessment and no doubt a negotiated settlement for damages with some faceless insurance assessor. Another cheerful tale. So I'd like to dual nominate the London cabbie from London who knocked him off his bike, and then the insurance company, also from London, making the process longer than it needs to be, as twats.
The thing is, what's happened here is the insurance company said, oh, by the way, don't say that. And the cabbie's going, oh, he said it. And if there's been an admission of guilt at the scene of the crime, would normally, I say scene of the crime, at the scene of the incident, would normally stand up, wouldn't it? Because once one said, well, they said it was their fault, they're not going to turn around and say, no, I didn't, are they?
Unless there's no witnesses to it, or maybe they're blaming shock for saying it in the first instance.
Or maybe, Tony, actually, legally, we don't know what we're talking about and I should shut up.
We can comment on the general process of legalities, can't we?
Yeah, I guess.
Even though we don't really know nothing much about it.
That's also true. Yeah. It's never stopped us talking about a variety of subjects we've known nothing about, to be fair.
We've twatted people from all sorts of things and not understood half of it. Or
we really have, but this guy and his company deserve it.
Exactly.
You don't knock a friend of my son off his bike and expect to get away with it.
Certainly not. Certainly from a guy who twats as much as Sussex Saint does.
Yeah, and we will come down on you with the full force of Punky.
That's right. So,
and we'll do the following.
Okay. So, let's dual nominate, dual twat, the London cabbie from London who knocked Sussex Saint's son off his bike, and the insurance company, also from London, who makes the process longer than it needs to be, from London,
is a twat. And we've got Nick here. We didn't even get him to join in.
Oh.
Shocking. Anyway, thank you very much for that twatting. I hope it sorts itself out, and do let us know what happens.
Yes, thanks, Sussex Saint.
Yeah. So, look, we've got Nick here. He's just been to see a film. So we might as well get him to do a movie review, but he hasn't got his own theme tune, unless you have got your own theme tune. Have you got your own theme tune?
Not yet.
Right, he hasn't. He's had time to think about
it. Your own theme tune.
He doesn't fly by the seat of his pants the way some of it. Well, he does actually. So what I thought we'd do, Tony, is if you'll do the brilliant Tony's movie review theme, and then we'll let Nick go. All right.
Okay. Yep.
All right.
You ready?
So it's time for
Tony's movie review. Hey,
hijacked. All right, Nick. So, what did you go and see?
Is that the best tune you can come up with?
We haven't got time for this. Get on with it.
You said I've got one.
Nocturnal Animals. Great movie. Amy Adams, Jake Gyllenhaal. It's this weird, kind of intertwined kind of story thing of revenge and whatever. I mean, I can't really do too much without spoiling it.
Well, you really can. It's been out a while. You can just tell us what happens.
All right. Basically, she's in an unhappy relationship. She dumped Jake Gyllenhaal ages ago for this bloke. He sends her a book because she didn't have faith in him being a writer. But it was like, check this book out. She reads the book. It's a revenge tale of this guy that's kind of Jake, but not Jake. And he gets revenge in the actual book and the story. Kills the guys that raped and killed his daughter and wife. And then at the end, it's like, oh, yeah, let's meet up. She's unhappy in this new relationship. And she goes to meet him. You know, he says, yeah, I'll meet you where I'm. And then he just, like, leaves her in the bar all on her own. So it's kind of quite emotional, a tale of revenge out in West Texas, but also in LA with her. So it's these intertwined stories that actually, you know, revenge tale that turns out to be quite emotional.
Right, and now you've given it away to absolutely everyone. Would you recommend they still go and see it?
I can't win with you.
No, I'm chuffed because it means I don't have to go. So
I would still recommend going to see it despite all of my spoilers.
Right then.
Great movie.
But there's other stuff in it as well. What's the soundtrack like?
It's good because it's got this kind of like, so if you know those sort of old sort of LA movies, crime movies with this, all this mystery, like, ooh, weird music going on in the background. It's got great score. Soundtrack, wouldn't say it's a sound. Score is fantastic.
Right.
And it's very sort of like emotional. Music's great.
Did that make sense to you, Tony, about the kind of music it was?
Sounds a bit emo. All I'm getting is emo.
Yeah, I was just hearing Kid and Blood. Kid and Blood. Yeah, all right, but so out of five stars, how many stars would you give it?
I would give it four, leaning towards 4.5, which is, I think, yeah, it's pretty good, because I mean, this is like Amy Adams' second great movie in a row, because she was in Arrival, which I think is touching five stars. So after her dreadful sort of being in the dreadful Batman versus Superman Dawn of Justice rubbish, she's now done two absolutely fantastic films that get my total approval.
It's like, he knows what he's on about, doesn't it, Tony? And like, when we've done movie reviews, they've not really been quite as good as that.
No, generally.
The thing is, as soon as he said about the other film, Arrival, when he said it's touching, I just wanted to say cloth.
Yep.
But man, he's to stop myself. So anyway, Tony, that concludes
Tony's movie review. Hey,
hijacked. Right then, thanks, Nick. If you like, Nick, you can introduce the last song. How much do you know about the Dustaphonics?
Oh yeah, loads. Yeah.
Well, do you want me to tell you?
Yeah, go on, tell me about it.
Because you don't really know.
I haven't got a clue.
Right, so Dustaphonics have got a new album out, which I believe is on Dirty Water Records. So this goes in quite nicely with Pussycat and the Dirty Johnsons, who are also out on Dirty Water Records. The new Dustaphonics album, is it their best yet? I don't know, because they've all been brilliant. Friends of the show, hello to Ivan, the lead singer, and hello to everyone at Dirty Water and PJ and Paul, by the way. Tony, what is the Dustaphonics Facebook page?
Facebook.com/... The Dustaphonics?
It is indeed. It's a thrashing this week. It's Tony 6, Paulie B on the internet too. This is almost as embarrassing as what's happening to England in the cricket in India right now. We're just falling apart at the hands of their tricky spinners.
Oh dear, those tricky spinners.
Anyway, there's a tricky spinner coming right up right now. I hope you like that, Tony, because it spins just, it's like a record. We didn't even mention Pete Burns dying, did we?
Oh no.
You let that go. Well, we'll maybe do some tribute at some point, you never know. Doubt it. So anyway, this is a track off their latest album. It's, I think, the last track on the album, one of the last ones, which shows how good the album is, because they've saved this till last. And you know what, albums, they tend to put the good stuff at the start, don't they? And it fizzles out. Not the Dustaphonics. It just keeps banging, Tone. It just keeps banging.
Excellent.
This is You Don't Love Me.
No, 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 no.
that was You Don't Love Me by the Dustaphonics.
It was indeed. And I'm so sorry. I had to let him do that because I completely forgot he was supposed to introduce it. So I'll let him back announce it instead, Tony.
No, that's fine.
That is fair, isn't it? Thank you so much for listening this week. That's about the size of it. Tony, maybe you could just mention the internet stations that carry this show.
Yeah, we're on Padunk, Padunk Radio, PODUNKRadio.com. We're on Radio Andra, which is Radio Andra, ANDRA.SE, and we're on TBFM. You can find them, tbfmonline.co.uk.
And hello to all of our online listeners. I hope to see one or two of you at my gigs in Hitchin or Oslo this weekend. Tony, best of luck with the bass player.
Fingers crossed.
Nick, I hope you have a good time whatever you're doing. We didn't have time to ask you, sorry about that, but I know you're a very busy man. Is there a way people can find out more about Nick Coppin?
Well, it's just on Twitter, Nick Coppin, N-I-K-C-O-P-P-I-N, and same at Facebook, N-I-K-C-O-P-P-I-N.
He's actually inviting you to become his Facebook friend.
It's beautiful.
It's pathetic.
It's lovely.
Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
A poog! A poog!